witch.
Soul.
Okay. You know another word for good witch soul?
Fertile.
What about if it's poor soul?
Mm-hmm.
Or sandy?
I don't think I know that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of loam?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that what that means?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if it's part sand and part clay?
Mm-hmm.
What you
got on that? I don't know.
All right. Suppose it were... Well, let's see. I don't know how to ask this. You ever heard it called buckshot?
No.
Okay. Or gumbo?
No.
Okay. All right, suppose there's a marsh, and some developer decides that would be a great place to build an apartment. They're going to use the land for something, so to get the water off it, you'd say they're...
drain it.
Okay. And the thing that you would dig to get the water off, you call a drainage...
ditch.
Okay. Any other names you call?
No.
So, when it rains real hard, not just hard, but for, say, for a long time, and the rain starts cutting through the fields. Mm-hmm. It might leave, you know, a real deep place where the water went. What would you call it?
Furrow.
Suppose it's on a road, and the rain has cut a channel across the road.
Mm-hmm.
Or across a field.
I don't know.
Okay, but what about a place where you have a small stream, and, you know, on the sides of it, you have a very steep little valley?
Mm-hmm.
It's not very deep. What would
the
you
valley,
call
it? Is it?
Yeah, it's not really big enough to call it a valley. What would you call it? It's a deep, narrow valley.
With water running through it?
Yeah.
Creek.
Okay. Would creek mean the water or the valley?
The water, I guess.
Okay. Would you have a term for a little valley?
You
know, maybe it's just up to your waist, up to your shoulder.
Well, I can't think of any.
Okay. Remember what one of the terms you told me for thunderstorm? Was a gully washer?
Mm-hmm.
It was a gully.
I guess that's where it rains and leaves a little canal.
Okay, would you use that term, gully?
I don't think I would.
Okay. Now, you told me a creek is a small freshwater, is a small stream that you like. All right. Alright, if you had some flowing water that was smaller than a creek, what would you call it?
Branch, stream.
Okay, how big is a creek? How big is a branch?
I don't know. I guess they're the same.
Okay, but a branch might be smaller than a creek. Or how deep would the water be?
Not very deep,
like
maybe a foot or so.
Mm-hmm. What's the next thing bigger than a creek?
A stream, maybe.
Okay. And bigger than that, say if two creeks run together and make a third one, what would they be? What would you call them? You know, say several creeks all run together.
A river.
Okay. What would you call the creeks that float, the streams or whatever that float into that, into the river?
Branches.
Yeah. All right. You guys are going out. I'm going to be quiet. Sit right here. Go get some ice cream. Patterson wasn't going to leave this time. Okay. What do you call a very small rise in the land?
Hill.
Okay. Oh, is it anything smaller?
No.
Okay. What do you call it if it's just a little bit larger?
Mountain.
Okay. What do you call the thing you turn to open the door?
Doorknob.
All right. Would you ever use the term knob to describe anything?
No.
Goodbye. Get the door.